Dear beloved of God, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." And Jesus answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." I've always been curious what the stones would have said exactly. Would the rocks have joined in the crowd's chorus as they chanted the lines from Psalm 118, which is a psalm of deliverance for somebody who's gone through an incredible ordeal? Would they have said, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord"? In this story, there's a power that is loose in the world. Jesus knows it. The crowds sense it. The religious leaders are clued into it. Maybe even the rocks can sense its presence. There's an energy and an excitement. It's palpably coursing through the city. But in just a little less than 5 days, the excitement will fade and the shouts of Hosanna will turn to crucify him. It's a pretty quick turn of events to move from joy to despair, from adulation to agony in just over 100 hours. So you kind of have to wonder, why did it go down like this? If you've been counting, you'll know that this is my third Palm Sunday here at Mount Olivet. My first Sunday ever was Palm Sunday of 2022, and this is now the beginning of my third year with all of you. And so over these last 2 years, some of my colleagues have gotten to know me a little bit better. And there was some concern that I might not embrace the festive and celebratory nature of this Palm Sunday day. I think the subtext to their concerns was, "Don't ruin Palm Sunday by making it all dark and mopey." So there's that. Then yesterday, my wife said to me, "You ready for Holy Week? It's your favorite week of the year, all the dark and depressing stuff." You've probably seen the sermon title as well by now, "Why Did Jesus Die?" I swear I'm not trying to ruin this day. And it's true. I do love the pathos and the mystery of Holy Week. These next few days are so incredibly rich and wonderful and complex. But every Palm Sunday, I kind of find myself wondering, how did we get there from here? How did the joy and the celebration of Palm Sunday shift so quickly to the grief and death and despair of Good Friday? Why did Jesus die? Well, we could say that it was because of, well, and this would be historically accurate, but we could say that Jesus was killed by state-sponsored violence. We could respond to the question by simply stating that Jesus was a threat. He was viewed as a political insurrectionist, and the powers of the day had no interest in seeing Jesus' power and influence continue to grow, and so they killed him. We could also say that throughout Jesus' life and ministry, he challenged the norms of the contemporary religious society. that Jesus pushed the boundaries of who was in and who was out, and it made folks uncomfortable. Throughout the Gospels, the religious leaders of the day struggle to make sense of what Jesus says and does. All of the Gospels describe how the religious leaders are often confused by Jesus' teachings. And they see what he does and who he hangs out with as affronts to the religious and societal norms. Or we could say Jesus died because he simply didn't meet anyone's expectations. When he rode into town on this colt, his followers and the religious leaders and the powers of that day saw him as a conquering hero, the guest of honor in a royal parade, a king who was coming to exercise his reign. But his followers and the religious leaders and the crowds and the powers that be and you and me never fully understand what Jesus is up to. We never understand the nature of Jesus' power and kingship and authority. We can't quite fathom that he is willing, in fact, chooses again and again to give everything away, all that he has, even his very life, for us. As Jesus enters Jerusalem, he's not claiming the kingdom of Israel. He is laying claim to authority over every sphere of human existence. And he does so not with displays of power or dominance, but by entering into enduring human life, experiencing the fullness of what it means to be one of us, all of the beauty, but also the pain, the isolation, the abandonment, even death. Jesus takes all of this into his own life so that you and I won't ever experience any of it alone. So that there is nothing in this life that is apart or separate from God's life. Jesus gives himself away so that we might begin to glimpse the breadth and depth and length of God's love for you. Jesus dies so that you might never be alone. And he does this for you so that you might forever know that God is with you and for you, and that you have a place in God's life this day and always. Amen.